Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Education will be the theme of today's show. We've got Manhattan Christian College joining us later on in the show, but we start things off as we do every couple weeks, getting an update from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And joining us via Zoom today, we have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have Board Member Kristen Brighton. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you both on. I know kind of in almost a month in, not quite, a few weeks into the new school year, and I know there's been quite a few challenges, to say the least, at least starting off. We had, I think this is the first week of the school year so far where we've seen a five-day week where you have the actual Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday break, and then the Thursday, Friday format. Because it's been different the first couple weeks. We had the holiday, of course, threw things off last week. But I know it hasn't been easy for anyone. But let's. I thought we'd start kind of first talking about how hybrid is going at the different levels of the schools.
Well, COVID school, I don't know if I want to call it hybrid school. COVID school is difficult to say the least. And I know with our option of going to hybrid, try and get some face-to-face interaction with our teachers and students, trying to keep the environment as safe as possible, put a lot on our parents. A lot of new is thrown out of people in a short period of time. And I think some people feel pressure to have it all perfected immediately. And when it's not perfected, it adds stress. Others don't feel any stress whatsoever and let it roll and aren't struggling to even engage. So I think we're facing struggles all the way around. I know there's a lot of frustration, but I will say it's getting a little better, a little better, a little better. Not perfect by any means. I don't think I would ever say that, but because it's not what we want. You know, what we want is to have school safely with everybody on right in our building too. So Kristen, if you want to add to that, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I would echo that. This has been extremely difficult on our teachers. For those who don't have kids in school and maybe don't understand how it works, we have the students divided into two groups, those who are enrolled in on-site, which right now means that they're doing hybrid learning. So Mondays and Tuesdays, there's one group that's in the building, and then there's another group that's home. Wednesdays, everybody is home, and they're having times that they can interact with teachers through technology, and then we can do deep cleaning of our buildings. And then the other group is in the buildings Thursday, Friday, and the first group is at home. So kids are in school 2 days a week and then off 5 days a week, which in itself is just providing challenges, keeping them motivated and on task through the days that they're not there. And then for the kids that are in hybrid, the teachers who are in the building 4 days a week working with half of their class of students feel a responsibility to try to communicate with the kids who are at home in addition to having the kids who are in the classroom at the same time. And especially at the elementary level, that's just super challenging to try to have two different groups of kids in different locations that you're trying to serve. And it's just been an extreme learning curve for everyone who is trying to do both at the same time. And it's making parents have to fill in that gap to keep their kids on task on the days they're not in the building. And that's extremely stressful for working parents, especially who either are not at home and are having to have some sort of substitute fill in that role for them, or who are trying to work at home as well.
All right. Well, knowing that, and I know every district seems to be different, especially even in our area. I mean, we've got Junction City's got, they're going 5 days a week. I think Junction City and Wamego are doing kind of a similar thing here. They've got your either or, whereas Manhattan Ogden has got three different modes going. There doesn't seem to be a perfect option out there right now, but are you seeing the most struggles in the hybrid mode compared to the other two? I guess there's
what other two do we got, Brandon?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm struggling to remember the other two. Maybe I missed something.
No, you're right. You have hybrid or you have all remote, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, you know, our full remote, there's similar struggles because it's the same thing about getting used to Canvas, how to turn in pages. There's been a lot of screen time, which I think is a concern too, that students don't need to be on a screen all day. For right now, when they're learning how to do assignments, how to load them up, and I think they're getting a lot of time when they really need to, you know, detach from a computer, fill out some work, and then turn it in digitally. So I think that's been a challenge. You know, our elementary, we pulled a team, you know, we pulled out of our elementary teachers and put full-time teams on that. At the middle school level, they basically have an hour, so they may see a class first hour, class second hour, and they have a remote class third hour. High school has some people out. When we could put a full schedule on someone, full remote, we did that. But a lot of them have just 1 or 2 hours of remote learning as well. So I think for those that are bouncing back and forth, they've been figuring it out, and some struggling to figure it out. Some had it quicker than others. Some are more natural with the technology and being able to go it smoothly than others too. So that's been a learning curve from a lot of our people. And like I said, you know, they're asking to be teachers with one arm tied behind their back, especially when it's their best arm, which is relationships and connections, which is what I think we're really good at. So, the remote's been a struggle too. But I know the hybrid, because a lot of those families want students in full time, has probably been more of a struggle. If you chose remote, that's what you chose. And I think people were realizing that when hybrid kind of got thrust on those because of the community numbers.
Brandon, we've talked a lot about the struggles, and I'm not trying to take away from that. This is hard. It's hard on kids. It's hard on parents. It's hard on teachers. But there have been some silver linings, and I'm starting to hear some. I think the remote teachers have a slight advantage in that they get to do the same thing every day. And so they've had 3 full weeks now, or starting the 4th week today, that they're starting to get some things under control and starting to see some wins. I think because everybody learns differently, there's some kids who actually are learning better on remote. Not every kid. Some kids some families want their kids back in the classroom, but there's some kids maybe who have a harder time focusing, or distractions, or the social aspects of school get in the way of learning. And so I'm hearing from teachers that there's some kids who are actually really rising to the occasion and finding remote actually works better for them. And I know Eric talks about looking for our wins, and I've seen some teachers especially post on social media, like, I feel like things are fine. Like I finally had a really great day. And so we're starting to slowly see some of those bright, those wins, and people starting to feel like maybe this, we'll get through this and it'll be okay.
I'll piggyback on that, Kristen. I thought that was a great point. You know, one of our middle school counselors shared an email with us the other day, and I think it's things I've been hearing too, that find the benefit. Yeah, there's struggles with the hybrid, but they're also seeing a small number of kids for 2 days a week, and they can really connect to them. They're prioritizing that instructional time, and they're getting pretty far with them in the short amount of time that they have. I think they see the urgency of the time being really important, but the connections they're able to make. Discipline has been down, way down, and that's good. You know, managing a class, you know, a half a class is much easier than managing a full class. So the amount of time our teachers spend on just classroom management a day is decreased, which increases their instructional time too. I don't want to hang my hat on that, because this is not where we want to be long run. But there have been some positives, and also some students that were anxious they get anxious with the large numbers. They're nervous about their health or their family's health too. That's kind of decreased as well. And even some kids that struggled in anxiety pre-COVID feel a little more comfortable with going into a smaller environment than what 383 generally offers as a 6A district. So there have been wins. And we got to grab hold of those. Thanks for reminding me that, Kristen. I know that's my message to them. Sometimes I don't hear it myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, because we live kind of in a kind of an impatient society. We've only been in, you know, back since August 26th. And I know there's some frustration out there. There's petitions circulating in the community to go back to 5 days a week here. I know you're surveying employees there, and kind of what their thoughts are on this. But as far as a decision on when we go back to, you know, the way it was before here, or some other mode of learning, does that happen, do you think, before the end of the semester, or do you think you'd wait until, you know, January?
Oh, I definitely think we need to be reevaluating consistently. I think we need to look at that, and that's kind of why we put the feeler out for our staff. I know Dr. Wade putting together a community health group, basically to kind of get the input from the medical community of our local people, looking at the numbers of KDHE. I think we're going to need to continually do that. If we're a finely tuned running machine, I think we always have to evaluate where we're at and try to do what's best for our kids moving forward. It just, we've got to do it safely though too, and in our community. So I think it's going to be difficult, but I think we're going to have to be continually evaluating that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fluid. I mean, the situation with COVID is fluid. Gosh, every time Eric thought he had something figured out all summer long as we plan things, something else would change, whether numbers would go up or the state would change a requirement. We've had to be very nimble, which a large organization with 6,500 students can't always be nimble, but we've been amazingly nimble through this whole process. I think we are going to continue to find ways to improve and tweak, even if we don't change hybrid. I've had some amazing discussions with parents this week. You know, they're calling to complain, but everyone's being very proactive and trying to make suggestions. And while some don't work, some of the suggestions may stick. And so I plan to bring some tonight. And I think we're going to hear some from parents as well, just small things that could change that might make things stronger. Until you actually test out a plan that are making as many changes as we did, you can't find all the nuances that need to be made to make things stronger. And so I think we're going to see probably some small changes as we just refine the message and improve and learn from what we've done so far.
All right. I think that's a good approach, definitely. And obviously, I don't have the answers, and no one really does right now. And it'll be interesting to see. I think you're right. Some of those comments here tonight from folks. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll dive into some more of the other topics that'll be discussed tonight. You're listening to News Radio KMAN's In Focus.